Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is Martha Marcy May Marlene. Well, Elizabeth Olsen doesn't realize what's happening, but she gets brainwashed and controlled by a cult. When she finally decides to break away, the transition is really hard, especially because the cult will not give her up.
I know who I am. I am a teacher and a leader. You just never let me be that.
I don't think she should stay with us anymore.
We can't ignore the fact that her behavior is insane.
I'm her only family. We have to leave. We all have to leave.
What happened? I don't know!
Now it's amazing to see how slowly but surely some people can be convinced to do just about anything and somehow think it's all okay. Which I just realized must be the secret of corporate America. They somehow convince a little guy it's okay to sit in a tiny cubicle day after day after day, all the while grinning away like it's good, normal, and a heck of an enjoyable thing. But anyway, back to the movie, which is oppressively dark. From 1 minute to the next, it gets more depressing, more sinister, and more hopeless. You want to yell at the screen, get a grip, can't you see what's going on? But you don't, you just sit there and take it and get sucked into the darkness and hope it all works out. Which it doesn't, because the movie doesn't actually end, it just stops leaving you hanging even more depressed. But to give credit where credit is due, the acting is great and the story is convincingly told, I'm just not sure who would really want to see this movie. So in our movie night traffic light, this movie is a yellow light. Now onto a movie that's completely different in every way, it's Jack and Jill. Now once a year, Adam Sandler has to put up with a visit from his annoying twin sister, who just happens to be played also by Adam Sandler.
He's forwarding her mail to us now!
What's this about a twin?
Oh, Jackie has a twin sister.
Identical or fraternal?
Nocturnal, like a bat.
Seriously, honey? Can't you try a little harder? She's your sister.
I crave this family time.
When I look at her, I see me too.
So does this movie have a chance to become a classic like Tootsie with Dustin Hoffman or Mrs. Doubtfire with Robin Williams? I think not, but it will stick in your mind for a while, and the stuff that's gonna stick is the absurdity of it all. Like, how in the world does Adam Sandler get all these stars to make appearances like Al Pacino? Then there's the question, does Adam Sandler really think he's fooling us? We kinda get that he plays himself and his twin. And even more absurd, he's not the only cross-dresser in this, and all of that's the fun part of the movie, trying to figure out who is who and why they're doing what they're doing. In the end though, the most absurd thing about the movie is it might be completely genius. Adam produces and stars in the movie twice, which means he gets paid a bundle, even if the movie makes no money in the box office. So on our movie night traffic light, Jack and Jill is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.